Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Karen Bellinger, who is business development person with HPS North America. Karen, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
Good to be with you. We want to talk about this contest you're doing, but before we get into that, let's tell the audience a little bit about HPS North America and your primary product, which is Shonox. Give us a little background on that.
Sure. HPS North America partnered with Shonox, I think about 4 years ago. Shonox is a 120-year-old German-based company focusing on technologies for the building industry in Germany. We decided that we would partner with them to bring some of the new technologies that they have in self-leveling to the American market. We come from the resilient side, and we see the importance of having a smooth subfloor, and especially with a growing resilient market, the need and the demand to bring some newer ideas and technologies here to support what's going on in the American market.
Okay, just to add a little bit more, I mean, Shonox is a German-made product, and it's a very innovative solution for subfloor leveling and surface preparation. And like you say, one of the reasons that this is becoming a big product category is because a lot of flooring, resilient being one of them, requires a very smooth and level subbase, and this Shonox product is one of the best options for that, right?
Correct. One of the technologies that we're bringing over, and I believe we've discussed, and you may have seen some of our marketing material on that, is our synthetic gypsum. This is a newer technology that is basically designed to go over a lot of different critical substrates without shrinking, and also providing a very high PSI while contributing to some very nice environmental properties, being that it's made from a recycled content. So we can provide a very nice smooth subfloor that's very durable, strong, and any resilient flooring or soft surface can go on top and provide a great solution for our end user.
Okay. So you have this contest. It's called the Worst Subfloor in North America. I guess the idea here is you want installers and contractors to send in photographs of what the subfloor looked like before they used your product. And you've got three judges that are going to judge this, and then you're going to give away some free product. Tell us a little bit more about that.
We are so excited about this. Our Worst Subfloor contest, it actually was an idea that our owner, Thomas Tritzel, the former owner of Centiva, came up with. He's been traveling the last year or so throughout the American market and talking with end users and contractors and just seeing some pretty bad, ugly, gnarly floors out there. And so together with our marketing firm, we came up with this contest. And it is open to any companies, and we want your ugliest, worst subfloor that you can come up with. And what we're going to do is have before and after pictures, and the only catch is you need to use our Shonox products to fix the floor. We carry a full line of products from primers, moisture mitigation, smoothing and patching compounds, self-leveling compounds, to adhesives. So we want to use some Shonox products to fix the floor, and then they have an opportunity for the company to win one of three prizes. The first prize being 100,000 square feet of feather edging material, which is our Shonox FL. This is a feather edging and smoothing compound that is water resistant. So first prize, 100,000 square feet worth. Second prize, we have 50,000 square feet worth, and 10,000 square feet for third prize. All of the contest information are on the website at hpsubfloors.com.
All right, so talk about, you have three judges, right?
We do. We have three really great judges from the flooring industry that we really wanted this to be a non-biased winner. And we have Lou Migliori, who is the president of LGM Associates, John McGrath, Director of Install, and Jim Walker, the CEO of Certified Flooring Installers Association. So we feel like all of these men have probably a big challenge on their hands, but I'm sure they've seen some pretty bad subfloors in their day.
Yeah, I've got to compliment you. Those judges, I guess all three of them, have spent most of their life in this business, and they do know a lot about installation, so they probably should be very unbiased. And so talk about how you enter this contest.
All of our details are on hpsubfloors.com. Like I mentioned, we just need some before and after photos. If you want to take some during photos, that's great. But on the website, we have how to enter, all the company information, and we just need to have documented the job, you know, the picture of the product used to fix the floor. So any information that you can give us in determining that your floor is the ugliest worst up floor in North America would be great.
Okay. When is the deadline? And just a couple things about that.
We're running this contest now through December 15th. At Surfaces 2015, we are going to announce the winners.
Okay. All right. So they just need to take before and after pictures. They need to use your product to fix the issue and submit them, and then they'll win, like you say, either a first, second, or third prize, right?
Correct.
All right. So you said earlier that you've been selling Sure-Nox in the North American market now for 4 years. How's that going?
It's going really well, Kemp. You know, as a young company, we have some challenges to overcome. We are setting up distribution throughout the North American market, so we're always looking for new partners and great people to add to our team. We're really confident and happy the way that things are going, and, you know, day by day, we're changing people's thoughts from we can just do a little prep on the floor to really providing a long-term solution. So it's going well.
All right, and so one of the neat things about this synthetic gypsum is versus the kind of the state of the practice, which is a cementitious product, this product's a little bit easier to use, isn't it?
Correct. It can go over pretty much anything. So we can go over some conditions where normally you may have to bead blast or you may have to do some other steps in the process of fixing the floor. We can go over old glue residues and cut back adhesives by priming and then pouring this product. Due to the fact that it doesn't shrink, it's not going to pull that off the floor. So we can go over some of this really bad stuff and provide a good sound solution.
Okay, Karen. Well, good luck with this promotion. It's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Karen Bellinger, who is the business development person at HPS North America, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.